Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Live. Welcome, everybody. And you ever see that movie? Dudley Moore was in it. Liza Minnelli. Sebastian Cabot, I think, was in it. It's called Arthur. And it was a comedy. But there was a dramatic sort of twist to it, you know. Kind of ironic because Dudley Moore plays an alcoholic. Liza Minnelli was really an alcoholic, and I don't believe Dudley drank, you know, to the point of being an alcoholic. But that was ironic. Anyway, the movie... a good example of control by family, the topic of tonight's show. Don't let your family control you. And, you know, it happens every day of the week, especially if you're disabled. It's more inclined to happen. So in the movie, the grandmother, who really controlled all the money, you know, Arthur was the head of the department store, but she called the shots, the grandma, and she threatened to cut him off. And in fact, she did, from his wealth and his job and all that, if he didn't marry someone that she approved. She didn't like the girlfriend played by Liza Minnelli. I forget her, the name of the girlfriend in the movie. But anyway, the point being, there's an example of control with money. And, you know, it happens all the time. It's very common. But now when you're disabled, and yours truly had an experience, now about 17 years ago when I met my current girlfriend, and her parents both tried to butt in and make it very uncomfortable for us. And threatened one, I believe, if I'm recalling now, her dad, or somebody told me that her dad was going to take legal action to stop us, you know. Well, we didn't let it happen. You know, we decided amongst ourselves that whatever we're going to do is decided by us. You know, and nobody was going to interfere with it. And that's what we did. And 17 years later, we're still together. So, yeah. Anybody in that situation, I would say the first thing to do is lay down the law to people trying to interfere with your relationship. You know, and using their influence, and even if it's money or whatever it is that they're going to use to get a hold on you, persuade you to do what they want you to do. Could be money, could be influence, could be, you know, they're going to throw you out, it could be anything. You got to be a strong person in a case like that and find some way to take charge of your life. All right, Inner Sight around the world and brought to you by the Big East, the Keto Rescue. And I want to thank them for sending the food for my guide dog. Really appreciate that. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. All right. One of the greatest dogs on the planet. Yes, BigEastAkitaRescue.org. Check it out. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world. Little Tommy, Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, all the others. Those four I just mentioned have passed away. But there's a lot of little youngsters who are alive and deserve a chance and protection and a chance to live their lives. So go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Don't forget my buddy in Islip, New York, Kennedy Realty. Good friend, Inner Sight. And I want to thank him for not only for his donation, but for his committing or letting me know that he will be helping with the benefit that we're putting together. We're going to honor Pamela Raymond. She's a former, and we're just awaiting the entrance of the application, that is, to get the beach. We want to do it down by the beach. My friend Sal says he would help. He has a restaurant down in the beach here in town. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Call Kennedy Realty, 631-888-86. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? The guy to call is Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. And yes, it's free for your dog and cat. And when he can do it, he has veterinarian help too. The number is 631-484-3085. So keep that number handy, because you never know when you're going to need that kind of help. All right, and if you're disabled, he's been known to accommodate people who can't get out and pick the food up, so let him know. 631-484-3085, that's local here on Long Island, New York, where you're hearing Inner Sight every night, 8 to 9, live on the podcast. All right, tonight talking about don't let your family control you. And it's so true. All right, let's see. James Bahamonde is an attorney, civil rights, 516-783-9662. Is the phone number for Jim. All right, if you have any civil rights questions. And some of our friends of the past, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, and Touro Law Center here in Islip, New York, the Touro Law Center. All with a .com, and you can check them out. The word is that July 1st, New York is supposed to open up again. So we'll see how that goes. All right, we're shooting for July 1st. Inner Sight around the world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. And I want to put a announcement out there. My buddy Louie, who does the comedy with us on Friday night, tomorrow night, we're concerned about you, Lou. If you're hearing the show, call us. We just want you and the family to be healthy. All right, Inner Sight. And And let's see, hopefully we'll get some phone calls, and we'll await the arrival of our engineer who can operate the phones. By the way, the number here is 213-816-1650. If you're listening on the internet, that's the number, 213-816-1650. Okay, and let's, what else we got? Oh, yes, some news about Marlene in Boston, my dear, dear friend and a person that we've been advocating for and will continue to advocate for. Spoke to her attorney today, Leah, another dear friend, and I want to thank her for giving us the information that Marlene is all right, as well as can be expected in a nursing home. And she made a friend, one of the aides who she likes a lot and who seems to be befriending her and helping her. So it's a good thing to know. We haven't heard from Marlene for a while, and we hope when she's up to it to have her on the program. So thanks to Leah, the attorney. And Leah said something that really warmed my heart, you know. She said that if she had the money, she would make the inner sight dream come true. I really appreciate that, you know. And I believe a lot of people who don't have the means may feel that way. And a lot of them probably listen to this show. But it's good to know that people believe in what we're trying to do. It's just a simple freedom that we believe that everybody should have, and most people do have it. But if you're disabled, you don't have it. You got to fight and argue and advocate and spend most of your time and energy doing that to get the smallest thing. Inner sight, and yes, how about all the people in the nursing homes who have been put there by their family? Family that controlled their lives. You know, how many people? Now, there's no statistics on this. You can't find statistics on how many people have been driven into a nursing home by their family, you know, and because they didn't want anything to do with them, because they a lot of those people not only have been driven into the nursing home, their money was taken from them.
Oh yeah,
they could have kept them out.
That's right.
So you have that kind of situation, and that's another reason why a person should not lose their disability.
That's very true, Frank, to be honest. Yes.
Because that disability, that little bit of money, the disability and their apartment, that and their home, that little bit of money can protect you.
Yes, it can.
Because if you have a home or an apartment to go to,
yes,
you know, you can wake up one day and say, hey, I'm going home.
I don't want to do this. Yeah, that's right.
You see, you can't go home when you're in a nursing home. That's supposed to be your home. Well, it's not a very
it's
good
not.
Home, I'll tell you that.
That's for sure. Oh, sorry.
You know, you give people in a nursing home a choice. I'm gonna put a number. I would say 90% of the people. You give them a choice. Would you like to go to your home and have the help you need, or would you like to stay here? I guarantee you, 90% You always have those who want to stay, but 90% of the people would say, "I want to get out. I want to go home."
Right. I would agree with you.
So you have the control factor here of what we're talking about. The family controls the person. Many times the person doesn't know who to call or what to do. And the independent living centers obviously aren't much help in this. Because how are they going to keep somebody out of a nursing home if the state won't pay for the extra hours they need for care?
Yeah.
You see, that's why every independent living center, every agency should be contributing to that.
Yeah, that's right.
To keep the person out of the damn nursing home. Because once you get in there, it's hard to get out.
That's true.
Because you got to start all over again.
That's right.
Take your money, take your home. You talk about controlling people.
Yeah.
There's a big way that people are controlled, and there should be a built-in safety in this country so that people don't have to go through that. And that safety is a fund.
That's right.
Should be a fund, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not going to put me in a nursing home. I got the money. I'm staying right here.
That's right.
I'll hire my own aides.
Yeah. It's not
That's
even that,
how it
Frank.
Should
it
be.
Is that. I feel it is that, but, you know, it's not only that as well. You know, I'm going to, you know, really talk about this in a second. Because you're sitting and you have, you know, your family who, you know, doesn't really want to see you in the manner in which you have become. That's really what it boils down to.
Well, then let them
well.
Stay home.
Yeah.
That's a stupid excuse. That's
no
excuse.
Saying.
I don't accept that.
Yeah.
You
don't
want to see me? Get the hell out of here.
It's
I don't
want to
see you.
That's right. But they don't want to see how you're looking now, how you've changed, how the, you know, you've gone from being, you know, now you're a problem, or you're looking like your body has now changed because of the disability or because of
That's
the
their problem.
Elderly. It is their problem. It
That's
is.
That's their psychological block.
That's right.
You know, that's got
I
nothing to do with
to
the person.
I knew this to be so, though. I know, but I knew this to be so because I've heard it myself. I've heard that, and I've heard, you know, oh, I don't
yeah,
want
to
see you in a nursing home.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with
home.
The person. You can't
right.
dwell on that.
I know that.
Like
no,
somebody
that.
Looking at you and saying, oh, my God, look, he's in
a
wheelchair.
Blah, 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 blah. You know, that's what I heard. You know, I heard it just like the way I said it. Oh, my God, what a pity. Oh, you know, like that's the problem right there.
People like that
you know?
Need to get the hell out and grow up and stop acting like jackasses yeah. because someday yeah. they're going to look like that.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Really, yes, they are.
So,
now,
you know, that's no excuse.
Yeah.
I don't accept that at all. As a, an
you
excuse
think I do?
to want to put somebody in an institution.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't cut it for me at all. You know. And then if the person has the
yeah.
money, they're gonna not only put them in the institution, they're gonna take their money.
Oh yeah.
Take advantage
oh, yeah.
of them.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Because I sit down and I question it every single time, and I say, well, what is this person thinking of, right? And then you know what they're thinking of. They're thinking of taking everything so they could leave you there. It's really, you know, a shame and it's sad.
Well, they use that as an excuse. Oh, I don't want to see my mother look like this. The mother has money. It's an excuse. They're using it,
yeah,
putting her in a nursing home to get the money. Try to get that money.
Yeah, it's true. Yep.
Now,
it's,
you know, the agencies and the government let it happen. The nursing home owners don't give a damn because they're making money on it. They don't care if the family is controlling them, controlling the person who's going in to the nursing home.
Nothing.
All they care about is the money.
That's true.
So all these people should be protected. They should be protected. And they're not. The way understand it now, they are not, people are not protected. Especially if you you need the 24/7 care.
Of course.
I don't know if any states do that. It'd be interesting to find out.
If
there's any state in this country that does it, because if we find one state that does it, that state should be made an example out of, and it should be promoted, and every state should do it.
That's right. Yeah, that's totally right.
Well, that would help.
Yes, it would.
Of course, it'd be much better to have a private fund that the state doesn't control. Because remember, anytime you're dealing with the state, you're going to be subject to their scrutiny and their control.
Yeah, it's true. Which
so
is
that's
really,
what you gotta
really
watch out for.
Of course. Which is really sad in a way. You want to really think about it. It's very sad.
Well, it's more than sad. It's an infringement on freedom.
Yes, it is.
You know? That's why we say inner sight means freedom.
That's right.
Because if it's done under inner sight, you're going to have your freedom.
Yes, it is.
So there you have, you know, the very important not to let family control you. And it's much more prone to happen when you're disabled.
Why?
Because people...
Please,
sorry.
People are going to have the attitude, oh, you're disabled, what do you know?
Yeah.
You know, we know what's best for you, that kind of mentality.
Yeah, but that's not what you need.
You know?
You need somebody who's going to be there to want to help you, you know?
Well, you need that, but you also need the money.
Yeah.
To stay
you
out of
the
institution.
Money that's right. You need the money that things are going to help you out. You don't need things that are not going to help you out.
Unless people get the money, they'll always be pushed into a nursing home.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
As long as the state controls the money and the state controls the independent living centers, you'll always be pushed into that nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
The system, the way it works, needs to be modified. That's the only way that people are going to be free from going in, free from going into nursing homes. I don't know of any other way. You know? We'll take Marlene, who we've been helping in Boston, you know. She was forced into a nursing home. They took her money.
Yeah, I remember.
You know? If Marlene had the money, she wouldn't be in a damn nursing home. She'd be in her own place
to
help she needs. I mean, if they can provide that help in a nursing home, they can provide it in a private home.
Yes, they can.
You know? for less money because the agency should be mandated to pay half.
Yes, they can.
So, you know, that's how it should work. People shouldn't be forced into a situation that they don't want. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, and let's see if we got anybody on the line.
Oh, yeah, we have some people. Let me just get to
live.
The page.
Don't let your family control you.
Oh, yeah, I have something to say about that.
Do what you got to
do.
Yell at them. Throw them out of your house.
That's another thing.
Whatever you got to do, you don't let people control you.
Yes, that's true. Since my mother...
Who we got on the line?
Well, can I say something first?
Yeah.
Okay. Since my mother passed away, my family has been trying in every which way, like, you know, all different family members. I'm not going to say who because it might embarrass, you know, people. And so I'm going to, you know, speak with, give me a second. So I got a post by Maria. It would, I'm basically, I get very, you know, upset with the way in which my cousin came and started directing, you know, everybody and wanting things to, you know, change. And that wasn't, it was good in one way and bad in another, because you don't direct, you know, people in your household. It's not good. You know, and that was kind of
hard.
Well,
you got to get control of your life. You got to get control of your finances.
Oh, yeah, I started that too.
That's the protection.
Yeah, that is
you have to get.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then you'll be much more secure.
Of course, because if you don't have the money, you won't have anything. You won't be able to do anything. And
yeah.
I realize that, you know, that's something that will control you all the time. You have to have the money.
You
got
to make sure you got your own money every month.
Oh,
even
yeah.
if it's not a lot of money, at least you got, you know what I mean? You
it's
got
something,
it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know? You got your own
yeah.
money.
Mm-hmm.
That means you can do things, you can come and go, you know, you can plan things.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's
yeah.
what everybody should have.
Yeah.
Their own backup situation.
Yeah.
Anyway, we
have Maureen and Danny. Want to talk, and then we have Regina, who has not pressed one to talk, but I'm
right.
sure she'd like to talk also.
Oh, all right. So let's take. Regina didn't queue in.
Didn't press it. No, not yet.
All right. Does Dan want to talk?
Yes.
Danny on the air.
All right, here he comes.
Inner Sight live.
Danny.
Wait, hey. You were saying about this family takeover thing back when my mother did her hooligan dumb stuff. That's
yeah.
when I said.
Let Danny talk.
You know, that's when I
sorry,
said, man. I'm done. I'm done. Kick her out of her and the boyfriend at an house, gave them 30 days, and they packed up their stuff and went shipping on their way.
Oh, boy.
You threw them out?
Yeah, when...
Okay.
Good for you.
Good for
no,
you, right?
The minute she abused me,
wow.
You think I was going to let her live here? Hell no.
Yeah.
You threw him out and you got an order of protection, right?
Yeah. Hell
no. Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
The minute you abused me.
That's right.
You weren't going to take that.
No.
I did not even want to know that I did the movement I did until, I had stuff in place, and then I'm like, bye-bye, bitch.
Yeah, but that's great that you did that. You had protection. You had something that was going to protect you from getting worse abuse, and that's great.
Yeah.
Is the house in your name?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. That is good.
As soon as she started that, I'm like, find a place to live. I don't care if you live on the streets.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. It's only right.
I'm that serious. You have no idea. You have no idea, Stephen, how many times I was physically abused along with men.
I'm sorry.
No, mentally and emotionally abused. Not so much physically. She only did the physical shit once.
Did the boyfriend abuse you too?
Mentally, hell. Mentally, yeah.
Yeah. See.
And the boy, you wanna hear something?
Yeah.
The boyfriend. Once I told him who was gonna be taking care of me, he said to me, that person's not going to take care of you. I'm like, hell yeah, she is.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Don't even think twice about it. Because I'm going to tell you a quick story. And how I got here. I ended up meaning this God sent of a female, right, who ended up being my aide. One day we were on the bus together, me and my aide, right, at an airport. I asked her, I'm like, Nick, her name was Nicole, right, I'm like, at an airport, I'm like, would you take custody of me, right? Without even blinking an eye, she said to me, because I thought it was going to take a day to, like, think about it. So I was prepared for, like, give me 5 days, you know? And then, without even blinking an eye, she turned around to me right on the bus and said, Dan, it's already done.
So you liked her? She treated you good?
Yeah.
Well, you took control. That's what we're talking about. You know?
She said
to me, person has to take control of their life, especially if you're disabled, because people are going to try to take advantage of you more because they think you need them all the time, and, you know, and they're gonna if you have any resources, forget it, man. They're gonna try to get those.
She said to me,
the right thing. You took control.
Right away, I was expecting her to think about it like 2 to 3 days and let me know. But it was just baffling how fast she gave me an answer.
Wow.
All right.
I mean, it's great that you did that. I mean, you got somebody to, you know, be able to do that so it would protect you.
Well, Danny, how did you feel about yourself after you did all that?
When I talk about the circumstance, it brings back emotionals, what you can have boys in a good way.
Yeah. So you got rid of that mental burden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That they put you
and
on.
And now I don't even care if she... I'm waiting for the day I get the call. Oh, then I'm dead. Oh, then your mom's dead. How?
Yeah.
Did you drink so much?
Yeah.
What was she, an alcoholic?
Oh, a heavy one.
Oh.
She is an alcoholic?
It explains a lot.
Friday night and every Sunday afternoon, we were at the local bar.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Every
Reminds me of my ex-wife. She didn't drink, but she tried to run my life.
I mean,
I had to get rid of her.
It was this way. On every Sunday afternoon, every Sunday afternoon about like 3:34, we would be down at the bar.
Oh man, that's not good.
And you had to go with her.
Child in that environment, that just is no good.
And one day,
seriously,
I'll tell you one. One other quickie, and then I'll let you go. One day, I have the local bar right down the road. So, one day she was pretty ossified. She says to me, get in the van, right? So I do. Like a dummy.
Uh-oh.
We get home, and she says to me, you know, if I'm ever that drunk, never get in the van.
Mm-hmm.
So next day, the next week or whatever, she starts doing that. I'm like, you know what? So the next Sunday comes around, and she's doing the same drunk shit. So when I say to her, I'm going to meet you at the house, right? I walk out of the bar, right? I have my sister on speed dial, right? I have my sister on the phone with me. She's like, oh, bro, just let me know you made it home. I'm like, I'm gonna keep on the phone while I'm dealing with this. You know? She's like, you know, no big deal, whatever. So I get out of there. I make it home before the drunk asses. How scary is that?
That's weird, man.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, she was
took,
just, you know,
charge
yeah.
of your life.
I'm happy you did. Very happy.
And then she used to work at St. Charles Hospital.
Yeah.
One day she's like, I was home with the aide, right? And she's like, you're not going to believe it. I almost got hit by you. Hit by a car, I'm like, thinking to myself, damn it.
Yeah.
Hey, drunk.
Did you have
dangerous.
Fetal alcohol syndrome when you were born?
What did you say? What did you say?
No, that was his stepmother. Was that your stepmother, Dan, or your real mother?
No, Dan. That's my biological mother.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. So were you born addicted to alcohol?
I have no idea. I have no idea if I was born with alcohol abuse.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Could I find that out?
Probably. I don't know. I really don't know that answer.
I don't know. You'd have to check your blood.
Yeah.
They might be able to tell.
Yeah, they might.
Anyway, in a
sight, sure.
And I want to thank you, Danny, for that story and letting people know
how you could do it, you know, get out of
it. You can take charge of your life, you know.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Not be controlled.
It's not even funny.
Yeah, I mean, you have to just do it. You can't let people get to you.
No,
just gotta do it.
I'll tell you one other quick one. I used to go to Jake's 58 religiously, right? And she said to me, I quote, I'm going to take away all the bank statements and have you open. Every bank that you open up, I'm going to shut it down. I want to rain in peace, Frank. Like, you try that, bitch. You try that, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Damn, Trump. Yeah. Get rid of them.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight.
That's right.
Sorry,
thank you, Dan. We got to move on.
Dan.
But we appreciate
Dan,
it.
You're awesome. You really
all right,
are.
In a sight.
No problem.
Around the world, by the way.
213-816. I'm going to 213-816. In a second.
Suzanne, shut up.
Frank,
213-816-1650, the phone number. In a sight. All right. Yeah, I mean, there's a good example for everybody, you know, to pay attention to. And especially if you're out there and you're going through that stuff, you know, call us. We may be able to help. Call in a site. Send us an email, you know. We care. I mean, if you call the most of the agencies, you know, a lot of times they're going to give you a hard time, and they're going to start talking psychiatrist. You know, you want to avoid that. You don't want to get involved with these damn psychiatrists because they can mess you up really bad, the drugs and everything else. So anybody out there who's going through anything, like Dan was talking about, call us. We'll talk with you. We'll try to help. All right. Any other callers?
I can't get to the studio. Give me a second. I'm having a little trouble.
No, all right. All right. In a sight, around the world. Live, and you got to do the, before you do any calls, do the Able News.
Okay, Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled, to serve the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type. Format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section that, can buy and sell items and a whole bunch of other, events and stuff. Also, you can basically get it online and also... Once you get
Able News Online. You can, for free, you can actually see what we're talking about. So
get a free subscription.
That's right.
Online.
And go to online, ablenews.com.
All right, Inner Sight. Don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org, one on the nursing homes, and one on the service dog situation, where we're trying to make things easier and better for people. All right, Inner Sight.
Yeah.
And don't forget, tomorrow night is the funnies. Oh, yeah, we're going to tell you about the three-month vaccine in the refrigerator. We got we have an exclusive interview with a vaccine inspector.
Yeah.
Vaccine inspector tomorrow night.
Pardon me,
on
Frank.
Inter-site.
I just got to tell Danny to hang up and call back if he can, because I can't disconnect him. Oh, he did. Okay, he dropped. Okay. That's it.
All right. Don't forget the television, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Thursday, 7:30, Altice, all over the island, Long Island. That's the Inner Sight television. And I want to thank all our friends for helping. The three latest donations from the Islip Cleaners, Kennedy Realty, and Olga Murray, the town clerk for Islip. And we thank you very much for that. Yes, talking tonight about how, you know, don't let your family control you.
No.
It's so important for people to take charge of their life, you know. And everybody has to find a unique way, a different way to do it. Because everybody is an individual. So,
Frank,
explore it.
We have a Maureen waiting.
All right, let's take a call from Queens for Maureen.
Yep.
Inner Sight, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi, Maureen. How you doing?
All right, and how are both of you tonight?
Good.
I'm
good.
Okay.
That's good.
Well,
I don't really have...
Considering my host likes to scream at me, I'm okay.
I know.
Let Maureen talk.
I know, it's one of those nights. Everybody...
See? You see? Let Maureen talk.
Keep interrupting people, man. You can't do that.
I wasn't interrupting her. We're just laughing together, that's all.
Well, I don't really have much to say. I just want to... Things are progressing, so that's good. So that's about day tonight, really. I don't have... I'm tired. I've been doing work, getting rid of stuff, getting things in order, so a lot of work, you know. But
Maureen, I want to ask you a question. Did you ever have any trouble when you were younger or any time? Do you have any trouble with your family trying to control you if you wanted to do something?
No, thank God, never had anything like that.
Well, that's
no.
good, man.
Yeah,
you got a good mom.
Oh yeah,
the best.
How about your dad?
My dad, I don't know my dad. My dad was not around. So, but my mom had to go out and support us from the time I was three, and my grandmother took care of me. And then when my mom retired in 1995, she had enough at work and. So then we did everything together. We just, we have the greatest relationship. I mean, we say we're not only mother, daughter, we're sisters and best friends. That's our relationship. We just do everything together. Mm-hmm. We just really, we had the same likes and interests. She read so many books out loud to me. We just,
we never fought.
We just loved each other.
Yeah.
We just got along great together, you know. So we had a good relationship, and I never had any problems like that, thank God.
Yeah.
Just be horrible, you know.
Well, that's why you grew up so good, and you know you're able to help your mom and all that now.
Oh yeah,
I know. When I think of she goes, "Well, you'll get everything done. You always have." It's true. Sometimes I think, "Oh my God, this task I'm going through, can I do it? Am I going to be?" And then I think, "Well, people come from other countries. I should be able to make it to New Rochelle."
Yeah,
you know, and get everything in order. So, I'm sorry, Frank?
No, Suzanne.
I didn't hear you.
I think you'll be able to do that and much, much more. It'll be, once you got settled there with Mom, it'll be like a new, you know, beginning. It'll be great.
Oh, yes. Tonight she's asking a lot of questions about it and where we're going. So she's really, you know.
So what day are you moving in?
Oh, I don't know yet. She's sending the lease tomorrow, FedEx, and then sign it. Yeah, and then I go get the keys next Thursday
really
or Friday.
Yeah,
Thursday or Friday, and then, I'm going to need some help moving and stuff, and, you know, my roommates, hopefully he can help out and stuff, and,
once we get
settled and everything, you know. I mean, he's been great the whole time through the pandemic, and even before that. I mean, when my mom would be in the hospital and I'd be there overnight and stuff, he'd bring food and stuff for me and all.
Oh, that was nice.
Like I say, he's really been great throughout.
Is he going to move in with you guys?
I'm sorry?
Is he going to move in? He wants to move in with you guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we have to just see their part, you know, on their end.
Yeah, that'd
be
great. The three of you guys share on that.
It would be what, Susan?
It'd be great. You guys share it. That'd be nice.
Yeah, you know, so we just have to see what they say. But, you know, it would be nice. So we just have to see. Because now once I get the keys and stuff, they can start working on her discharge papers and get that part
great.
Going. Because everything's been, like, held up, you know. So finally.
Yeah.
That's
what about the... Excuse me. Well, what about the make sure that that Social Security money is coming to your mom? You know, you got to change that now.
Yeah, she has to just go to the bank.
Because it goes to the that nursing home. You got to change it.
No, it isn't. I get it. It goes into the bank, and I have that was the new thing they did.
Oh, you get
it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
No,
it goes into
the bank. So don't give it to them anymore.
I take it out and then I bring it to them. So,
yeah
that was something good that
happened
last
year. Well, don't give it to them anymore.
That's
it.
Once they say she can, that's it.
I wouldn't give them. Don't give them May.
Hopefully this will be the last one they get.
Hopefully
this will be the last one they get, you know?
Yeah.
When is the last
one?
April was the last one. That's it.
Yeah,
that was the that was what they had called last year.
They don't like it.
And
tell them to call your lawyer.
They made her own payee, and I was the authorized payee.
Oh,
so now it just comes directly here, so I don't have to bother with that part of it. So that's good.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
all right, inside. We're gonna move on with the rest of the show. And,
so that's good.
Yes.
Thank you, Maureen.
That option goes. All right,
Maureen.
Thank you, guys.
Great.
Take care.
Be in touch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Good night, guys. Bye.
Good night.
All right. Yes. One thing I want to point out, very important.
Mm-hmm.
The agencies for the disabled, and I'm talking to all of them, and the government. The agencies and the government should do a lot more to help disabled people take control of their lives. You see, they're not set up to do that. They're controlling us. And, you know, that's a big reason why people see that and they say, hey, if these agencies think that disabled need to be controlled, maybe they're right. Why shouldn't I? See, they look at the age as an example for how to treat us. Happens all the time. The politicians do it, too. That's why you can't get anywhere with them. They listen to the damn... The other day, I was talking to this woman who works for the local congressman here, and she said something that really ticked me off. She said the guide dog schools are the authority on guide dogs. I said, no, they're not. The blind are the authority. You know? You see? See how they have their brains preset by these agencies? And that's why a lot of disabled people have these things in their life. Because the agencies set the example. You call an agency, you know, for help, and you're having problems in your home with your family controlling you. I guarantee you, they won't step in and say, "Hey, we'll give them the money," and set an example and say, "Hey, you know, we'll pay for it." I guarantee you, they won't do that.
Yeah.
Whatever the situation may be. And they should. They should. Because the money is there because of us. I'm not saying that they should just give any disabled person money. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a situation where the person is having a hard time, you know, and they're stuck in the home, and maybe they're being abused or whatever, and they got to get a place to live. You know?
Yeah.
The agency should help with something like that. They should make sure there should be a fund for that.
Yeah.
So there's always a reason for everything. And that's a big reason why many of us are treated the way we are, because the agencies, the way they operate, set the example for us to be treated that way. Yes, you have to take control of your life, but still there should be a lot more help than there is with the monies that are there. And I was talking to my dear friend Leah today, and she agrees with that concept. She works with the court. She's a lawyer. She sees a lot of wrongdoing, and she agrees with Inner Sight that the money should be used in a much better way. All right, we'll make it happen. We'll make them use it. We're going to make them do it. We're not going to ask them. No more asking. We make you do it now. That should be the concept. Enforcement. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on the Frolics. Want to thank all our listeners. And all people out there who make the show happen. We thank you very much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is the phone number. So give us a call. And anybody out there being controlled or abused by family or anyone, you know, call us. We'll do our best to help. Thank you very much. Inner Sight around the world. Determined to get freedom for the 61 million disabled people. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.